Ah, welcome. You're the first person to turn up, so please take a seat. How are you? I'm fine, thank you for asking. Just to check, you definitely fulfilled all the requirements that we asked for. That's great to hear. Before you get started, as you know, this is a very private affair, and that comes with some conditions. The others were worried it was risky, even unethical, to do this without permission from the board, but I can assure you that this is completely safe for all participants involved. Sexual gratification, our specialty in the study involving lust and arousal, is a very delicate topic, one that can't be discussed with the general public. As you well know, our research isn't the most appreciated field of study. The backlash from when we used our funding to create the perfect vibrator almost got us lynched. It never made it into the market, but I can tell you from personal experience that they wouldn't be complaining if they had tried it. I do have the duty to inform you, though, that this is an entirely experimental procedure. We aren't entirely sure if it works. We weren't given funding to meet our exact needs, so we have had to resort to the private sector. The private sector being you, as to be painfully truthful, we can't afford anything else. Apparently, sexual studies and the closer analysis of arousing factors isn't important enough for them. Even though this could be so important in finding the missing link we've been looking for. The budget has been cut again this year, and we aren't sure the department will survive. Well, not unless this works. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm telling you this. Drink this. The important thing is that we are sure that this will have an effect, but we can't be sure exactly what will happen. The absolute worst possible scenario that could happen is if you grew another eye. I'm kidding. It'll only cause a light headache at the most. No, don't worry, we are sure it will have no lasting effects. Theoretically. Nothing else. I promise. Here, just sign this waiver and we can get started. All right, now that that's done, you can wear this. We specially created it to tell levels of arousal in male subjects. It goes from green, being the lowest, then purple, then pink, and then finally red. All we really are checking for is which stimuli provokes a sufficient enough reaction for the bar to reach red. I can tell that you aren't convinced about this, so I'll explain it as simply as I can. The chemicals that define lust are difficult to understand. A basic theory is that the more chemicals produced, the higher our libido and desire are. It's why we have sex for fun and not just to make offspring. As you have probably heard in the vast expanse of the internet, when we are happy, we release dopamine. There are a few others, serotonin, norepinephrine. That's a mouthful, but you get the idea. High levels of it are released from the brain during a pleasurable activity. It basically acts as a messenger telling us to go back and do it over and over and over again. It's one of the factors for addiction, essentially a craving, but in this case it happens whenever you are sexually aroused. Let me just tighten this here. Can't have you struggling during the experiment. We become emotionally dependent on that one feeling. It's not a bad thing, per se. Just for us as researchers, it's a lot more interesting than just a primal desire. Okay, now that we're all set up, just stare at the screen and a few images will pop up. You put down that you are attracted to... Oh, that's funny. The request that you gave us for the images fits me to a T. Even the measurements, what a coincidence. Maybe I need to be your muse. Sadly, I'm afraid that's unprofessional, so I can't do that here without permission. Just look at the screen. A few images will pop up and tell me if you like any of them. These were collected from a personal archive we made and also a few volunteers among the female staff, so I'll pass on any compliments if you have any. Faces, first, then other things. That's weird. There should have been a change of some sort. The bar is barely rising. Oh, we have moved on into naked pictures now. No reaction. Oh, wait. Bar briefly reached purple. Her? Well, she appreciates the praise. It was a while ago, but that is definitely me. You can't tell through my clothes, but that is what I look like without them. I guess here is a few more of me since you liked it so much. That one is the red lingerie set we designed after being hired by... I don't remember, actually, but I was the model for that. Me testing a few toys. I guess I tested a few more than I remember. That one is the vibe I was telling you about. You can probably tell by how I look that it was a very, very fun day for the department. It's reached purple a few times, but never pink, just dropping back to green immediately after. Even with the aphrodisiacs I gave him. Oh, and nothing. Let me just make a call to my superiors. No, I haven't been able to make a breakthrough yet. No, it's close. I just don't know. The device works. It's just... No, it goes to purple when he sees me. Yes, me. I understand what would happen if the experiment failed. What do you mean we don't have anyone else? He's the only one? Look, I... Are you sure? You said it was unprofessional. I can do it. It's for the study, so... But the aphrodisiac, won't it have a bigger impact on me? Well, you'll be happy to know that stage 2 of the experiment has been cleared. We thought this might happen. It was foolish to think that we could complete this without any physical assistance. We'll just have to do this the good old-fashioned way. Since you're tied down, cowgirl is probably the best solution, right? Oh, don't look so confused. You know what I'm talking about. We expected it would come down to physical stimulation, and since I need my hands free for detailed notes, I'll just have to ride you. There isn't another logical choice. Deep throat. What makes you think I would want to do that? Even if I could do it. The picture's right. That's brave of you to ask. You're the one tied down. I guess it won't hurt. I'm the one who needs it, so a few guilty pleasures can be allowed. Surprised I look better in person, or surprised that I'm so forward? You aren't hired to such a prestigious place without a few necessary skills. Now, let me gently stroke your cock. Up and down. Do you like it when my lips are wrapped around your cock? When my tongue is wandering up and down your shaft. I don't think you can say no when it's halfway down my throat. With enough practice... Anything's possible. You don't have to try so hard. Just let it all out. Afraid of never seeing me again? Don't worry. I'll make sure you never, ever forget me. Mm-hmm.
not so much. Subject has not reached red level. Beginning further simulation. It doesn't really mean anything much for you, apart from now you get to really fuck me. And since I'm wet already, the teasing stops now. Let me just move. Very slow movement. Oh. Oh, fuck. I didn't think it would be so. It's fun at the department, but never. Like this. I've worked myself up too much for this. I needed this so badly. You don't know how much I've missed doing my own work. Lucky you, getting fucked by someone like me. For science, no less. Sweet, mindless fucking for science. This feels amazing. Why does your cock feel so good inside me? I can't think properly with all these aphrodisiacs. Yes. No one has been able to resist me for so long. This isn't what I planned for. The results would be useless. Give it to me. Give it to me. I can take it. Subject has reached red. You're so close. Don't stop now. Just a little more. Fill me up. Fuck me full of your cum. Yes. Finally, now that that's over, I'm a bit messy now, aren't I? Dripping with cum isn't a part of my normal duties. But after that, I definitely don't mind. You know, I still have a few days before I need to send the data in, and, well, one try isn't really enough to answer anything. You wouldn't mind coming again, just to help me out? I don't think I need anyone else.